get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Auto Mall and Retail Public Infrastructure District. Today is February 3rd. It is 11:34. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. James, your chair, you want to start?
James Horsley, chair.
Adam Campbell, treasurer. Heather? You're on mute, Heather.
How about now?
Yep, now we can
okay.
hear you, Heather.
Weird. The sound's coming out of one thing and the mic is a different thing. That's weird. So Heather McDougall, board member. Sorry.
Thanks, Heather.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
And David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We'll let the record know that Braden's with us as well. All right, so we have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. All right, first item up is our minutes from our December 13th board meeting. Board, have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you want me to put them up?
Looked good to me.
Okay. I did review them, but I wasn't here, so I will defer to James.
Yep.
Okay. All right, could I get a motion then to approve?
I make a motion. Oh, go ahead. Yep. Second.
All right. Thanks, Heather. Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Next up is the financials. I'll stop sharing. David's going to walk us through the fourth quarter. So turn the time over to him, David.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. So starting off in the balance sheet of the governmental funds for Auto Mall and Retail Public Infrastructure District, in the general fund, we have booked a developer advance receivable of $14,172 to offset the accounts payable of $14,172 there. In the debt service, we have in the bond fund, it's $97,382. In the reserve fund, $1,410,053. In the mandatory requisition fund, $90 rounded, and a receivable from the county treasurer of $462,476. In the capital projects fund, we have in the project fund $690, and restricted project funds, we have $3,288,641. And in subordinate project fund, $55,659. And in the restricted subordinate project fund, $546,045. In cost of issuance fund, $8,972. Moving on to the general fund, statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have accounting expenses of $13,105, auditing $8,000, and that is an accrual since we haven't received the bills yet. Insurance of $1,375 and legal of $10,330 or $40 rounded. And developer advance, the $25,989 and transfers from other funds of $6,831. Moving on to, excuse me, the debt service fund. We have property tax revenues of $462,476, interest income of $68,353, which gives us that ending fund balance of $1,970,002. In the capital projects fund, interest income of $333,425. I've had capital outlay expenses of $6,615,830. And other financing sources, transfers to other funds of the $6,831, giving us an ending fund balance of $3,900,007. I guess with that, I'll open up to you guys if there's any questions or anything you'd like to look at a little bit closer.
Board, any questions? Adam, any questions?
Related question. I know we have some tax payments that should be coming in for that period that Dave and I discussed, talking about having an account opened up for the district to be able to receive those. I don't know if that's a good time to discuss this on that or wait till after the financials are approved and then bring the discussion in motion for that.
No, now would be a great time.
Okay. Well, David, do you want to just go through the email that we traded back and forth on the 22nd, about a week and a half ago? It sounds like for ease and convenience, setting it up so that the district actually has a bill.com account to run it through and the district has a separate bank account. Then it might be good to have the board approve on the formation of that bank account that's controlled and managed by CLA in order to receive the payments and make payments directly from the district rather than through the developer account. It seems to be the best way to operate it. David, is that still the case? Or are there any changes on that?
Just one clarification. The bank account would be controlled and operated by the district. I think what it would be is with a bill.com account, if that gets set up, we would be set up as maybe the first two approvers to go in, enter the information in there. And then it would be routed from us as, you know, entering the information and the first approval, you know, first two approvals to you guys for the following two approvals before anything was paid out. That way you are reviewing all invoices that are entered in and subject to payment. And then, yeah, I think there may be some access, for us to be able to access the bank statements. But as far as the control, it would be controlled by the district because it's a district account.
So I would recommend that we authorize or assist with CLA to set up that account for the district in order to receive the payments from the tax authority and to be able to send out those payments with approval from the developer. That would be my recommendation.
Okay. Go ahead, David.
Is there a preference on a bank account that you guys would use? I know some of the districts have used, I think we've seen Cache Valley Bank, we've seen Zions Bank, we've seen Mountain America Credit Union. So there's multiple accounts that can be used that are qualified with the state. That would also allow to get a PTIF account established so that instead of receiving checks, you could receive an electronic payment from the county for those property tax payments.
And I know UMB is not currently authorized to be able to receive those. Do you have a recommended bank provider that we'd might want to use for that?
Like I said, I've seen multiple different accounts. I think Mountain America has been good to work with as far as from what I've seen, but I'll defer to you guys on the ultimate decision.
Yeah. Is Chase authorized on that or have you used them in the past?
They probably are. I think the biggest qualifying factor is that they have branches, like physical branches within the state of Utah. Let me look real quick, and I think I have a listing of the banks.
Yeah, I think Chase would be, but maybe motion can include Chase as a primary in Mountain America if for some reason Chase is not approved to be able to receive those funds.
While he's looking that up, James and Heather, does that sound good to you guys as the board?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to set it up. Yeah.
Okay. Just note, Heather, as the clerk, you're not allowed to sign on those checks.
Don't
so
want
just
to.
Remember that as the clerk.
Okay. Yeah.
The one nice thing is if you guys do set up bill.com is you won't have to sign the checks. It's going to be an electronic payment from bill.com to, and then just, it'll just be in that transfer from your account to that once it's fully
Perfect.
Approved.
Yeah.
I do not see Chase on this listing that I have, but I can confirm that with my contact at the state auditor's office. So I'll reach out to her after the meeting and see if that is an option.
That'd be great. So then I'd probably recommend Chase as a first option. And in lieu of Chase not having that capability, a Mountain America account to set up, and then bill.com to be able to facilitate approvals for payments through through the district with CLA helping administer those.
Okay. That's the recommended motion, James and Heather. If one of you could basically make a motion to approve Adam's recommendation, that's all you would need.
I so move.
Thanks, Heather.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Thanks, Adam, for that. Appreciate it. Yeah, David, if you wouldn't mind sending an email to this group, letting us know which way it's going to happen, just
okay,
so we have it for the record.
Okay. I'll reach out to her right after the meeting, and then I'll send an email as soon as I can talk to her.
Great. Thanks, David. Appreciate
and
it.
We'll circle back around on bill.com setup to make sure we've got the right people on that.
All right, board, what we need is now a motion to accept the fourth quarter financials as presented.
I so move.
Thanks, Heather.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, thanks, David. Item two is we're going to talk about annexation number two. So, Matt, do you want to put things up? Do you want me to put them up? How do you want to do it?
Either way,
you tell me.
I've got them here, so why don't I
yep.
just put them up? So, the first item I want to bring up, I'll just bring up the resolution. Let me share my screen here. Okay, so this is the resolution that's before the board today. It's to complete the annexation number two, which is of just over 1 acre. That property is described here in the resolution, 1.075 acres. And we have attached to this the, oh, actually, it's not attached to this. It's attached to the notices. But we also have, in conjunction with the resolution, a notice of impending boundary action, which needs to be signed and filed with the state. And we also have the plat, which looks like has also already been signed off on by the county, which is great. So what we're looking for today is an approval of this resolution 2025-01. In conjunction with signing this, we'll also have to have the petition signed. And let me pull that up just so that it can be, so that everybody can see what that looks like. The petition is signed by the property owner, which my understanding is Harriman 73 Partners LLC. So that will be executed, and then that authorizes the annexation of the property into the district. Incidentally, go ahead. Somebody had a question.
I was just going to say, Matt, can we put instead of Larry, because he's out of town, can we list James or list just authorized signer?
Yeah, who would we have sign in lieu of Larry for the LLC?
Larry is technically the only manager authorized by the operating agreement to sign, but we can get him to sign by DocuSign, right?
Yeah, this actually only needs to be e-signed. So
okay, I'll text them and get it DocuSigned.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll leave him on there. That's pretty much it, unless there are questions. Incidentally, as I was going through the process of preparing for this annexation, I did, I think, realize what caused the issue so that this property wasn't included with the previous annexation. It was depicted on the annexation plat originally, but it looks like what happened is it was not included in the legal description that we used to do the previous annexation. And so when it was approved and when the annexation certificate was issued by the state, it didn't include this property. So this'll address that issue. As soon as we have the signed documents, we can submit those to the Lieutenant Governor's office. They have 10 days to issue a certificate of annexation. And once they issue that certificate, then we can submit the request to release the restricted funds with the bond trustee. Any questions about any of this? It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, no, straightforward. Got it.
Okay.
Hey, so Heather, you got sent all of the documents. So there's going to be the resolution, the notice of impending boundary action, the petition, and then Matt also included the restricted account requisition. Now, we can't get that technically signed till we get the certificate back. But as soon as we get that, I guess technically you could sign now, and then we just hold off from sending it. But if you could get all that stuff signed for us and notarized, at least the notice of impending boundary action.
Yeah, the notice of impending boundary action is the only one of those documents that actually needs to be notarized. And we'll want to keep track of that original because we'll need it for recording.
Yeah. So if you guys are comfortable, let's get a motion then to approve the resolution, the notice of impending boundary action. Matt, is there anything else? Or is it just those two?
Yeah, and actually, if you want to just approve the resolution, it covers all the other documents. So I've put that.
Okay, perfect.
I so move.
Thanks, Heather.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right. Well, as soon as you can get that back to us, Heather, we can get everything together and get it ready to be filed. So, and then I'll coordinate with Braden. So on the original Mylar, we can get that up there too.
Okay.
We might only need a copy for that, right, Matt? To submit.
To submit to the Lieutenant Governor's office, I have what I need. I have a copy of it.
Okay, perfect.
So, yeah, we'll just need the original Mylar when we get the certificate back and everything needs to be recorded.
Okay, that'll work. All right, anything else, board, that you guys have for us?
No.
Nope, appreciate you guys.
Okay, perfect. If we get a motion to adjourn then.
I move to adjourn.
Thanks, Heather.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous.